Julian's gutter service.
Linda, this is David with Local Splash.
Yes.
Okay, so I've been diligently working on your issue with your billing, so this is what we have right now. Now, I forwarded you an email. It's where we process your refund, right? And it's showing that your refund was reflected on 519, the reversal date. Now, it'll show the amount also that we refunded, and it'll show the transactions on bottom and the transaction ID as well, right? Now, when you see the last four digits, what you're going to see is 7289, right? And here's the thing. We tried to refund the new card that we placed on file already three different times, right? So what's happening is there's no link from the purchase to refund to that card. So your bank account has already been refunded that amount, if that makes sense, right? Now,
okay.
It's going to be up to your bank. Well, it's going to be up to your bank. How, if you contact your bank, they'll show you that they'll show that the it's reflected there is pending. Now, the reason why it's pending is because the card that was refunded has been deactivated. So the bank either needs to just release it that way, or they'll issue you out like a paper check or something like that.
My card has
the original
not been.
Card.
Yeah, they've been. Yeah, the original card. Yes. So this is what you can do. You can process my bank account number, can't you? My routing number and my account number, can you not?
Unfortunately, we don't even take payments that way, right? We only do that for payroll, like for employees. They would do like routing numbers.
So what are you trying to tell me? Because my cards were canceled because my stuff got hacked because of you guys, I don't get a refund?
No, you absolutely got a refund. If you look at your email, your refund has already been processed. It's been sent over to your bank, right? What you're going to do is call the bank and let them know, this company refunded the card that was closed. I need those funds released, right?
I already did. And they said there's nothing anywhere.
No, ma'am, I sent you the email. You'll see it right here where our transactions have been sent out to your bank, right? You're more than welcome to show it to them. They have the transaction ID as well attached to it.
You
so we
sent
you everything right from our billing.
You're trying to tell me? You sent it to the wrong car, knowing the car was canceled?
No, ma'am. No. Remember, we sent it to the correct car. We tried it three different times for you, right?
No, you sent it to the car
with 3136.
No, over here it says the last four was 7289.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Only because if you notice on the date, it says approved red X, that's 519. And then you see 421 where that was an approved purchase. That was where your purchase was made on the 21st, right? Now, on 519 is when you had, let me see here, at 2:24 p.m. on the 19th. Looks like that's when we had our reversal, right? So our reversal, the reason why it's showing 7289 is because that's the card that was attached. Now, when we reversed it, we had your other card on file, which is still on file, 3136. But because they weren't attached to the purchase, it's like us trying to send.
It wasn't going to be attached to the purchase because we had to get rid of those cards because we were attacked because of you. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, I understand. I remember, and you did tell, and that's why I changed the card at that time. And we processed, and we tried to process that card. Now, your bank is not going to accept a refund to that card because we never processed a purchase from that card.
Oh, okay. Let me call my bank, and then you can call me back in 30 minutes, okay?
For sure. And if they need the transaction ID, it's right there on the side, right next to the date, so that way they can pull it up, and they'll be able to find those ones, okay? And I'll be right here. I'm not leaving anywhere. I'm here at my desk. I'll call you back. You're more than welcome to call me.